You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, I'm bringing you one of my neighbors, a small business owner who does a lot of personality work to make real estate agents and brokerages stronger. Her name is Natasha Grimes. You're going to enjoy this conversation, and I can't wait to see what you learn about yourself. I'll see you on the other side. Hello, hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Right. It is afternoon.
Whoop. Just barely.
Today is just kind of flying by, but that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. Are you able to hear me okay? I was pairing up my AirPods. They typically work and they didn't. So I had to go old school with my headphones here.
I mean, you're lucky that you had old school headphones because I couldn't find those if I tried. I'm convinced I've probably thrown them out at some purge moment in my life.
I really think these are from the airplane from a flight that I had.
I mean, no judgment. You paid for it and the ticket. So they're fair game.
Exactly.
Look, that's like the toiletries in a hotel. My husband laughs at me because I clean the room out when I leave because we save it up for our homeless ministry at church. And he's like, you're stealing. I'm like, I paid for the room.
I'm with you. I take them all. And if I don't donate them, I use them to put in my guest room.
Exactly. Because then you're basically a nice Airbnb. But
exactly.
So welcome to the show. Tell my guests a little bit about Natasha Grimes, where you're located. What do you do in and around real estate?
Sure. So thank you for having me. Actually, I'm located here in Concord, North Carolina, right here with you, Lee. Yes, right here. I'm born and raised, though, from Virginia, but been here in Charlotte, Concord area for about a year and a half. This is my second time moving back here. And so here's what's interesting. I help support agents, businesses, all of the individuals who work with anyone who's in the public or people business by teaching what I call those personality tips that we often don't know. And so how I ended up really focusing right now on some of the learning opportunities that I do has been because I realized there is a gap in really knowing who you are and why you may not be as successful as a lead. And so I provide consulting and coaching around optimizing your personality, who you are, and how you're wired to be able to have success. And so my background also, I was an educator for over 10 years. I taught for a little bit here in Concord, taught in Virginia, but also in client services, in sales. I did that commission only sales too, just not in real estate. I actually sold Aflac. So I may have come to your office when I was back doing my commission only sales because I was hitting the road hot in Concord. So I really just kind of took what I've done over the years, all being in the people business, people development, starting from students, but now doing adult learners and really focusing now on how can I also help real estate agents, especially those newer agents who may or may not know why they aren't making it. And it's partly not because you don't know real estate, you don't know yourself, and you don't know how you can have success based on who you are, how you're wired versus someone else. So that's kind of in a nutshell what I do, but really just in the people development businesses, who I am and what I do.
Well, I'm glad you're back in Concord because obviously you couldn't stay away from our amazing city here. But I'm so curious to know if this personality disconnect, because I think that's what it boils down to, is people just disconnect with who they are. They're afraid to look at it, afraid to be whatever they feel inside. They got all these fears because they think society is going to tell them they got to look like something on this phone and they're trying to be something they're not. How much of it do you think is related to generational differences? Do you see that there's a bigger gap for Generation Z and millennials versus Generation X, which is us, and boomers? Mm-hmm. You see that having a play in this?
I think it has a component of a play. Well, first of all, we're all wired. There are four basic personalities. I won't get into all of that, temperaments, right? And some are more outgoing and they're going to naturally be good on stage, those talkers, people oriented. But then there are some who are more of your introverted thinkers who are more behind the scenes, quote unquote. But if they are looking at social media and this Gen Z age and millennial age, which I have too, I have a Gen Zer and I have a millennial. If they're looking at social media, they would have you believe that you're only supposed to look a certain way or do things a certain way, or even how you may show up and do your marketing for real estate. You may see some doing silly reels And that works for them because that's their personality. They're naturally that kind of bubbly, outgoing type of person, but yours might be more informational, as it probably should. And the way that you're doing your content, it's going to look different, or it should look different based on who you are. So the generational piece, I think it definitely plays a component in us not showing up authentically, because now there's so much pressure to look like what we see on social media. Whereas, you know, I'm the Gen Xer along with you. We didn't have that. We couldn't see what everybody else is doing. So to some degree, we had to show up as ourselves, other than the ones that were right there in the room with us. But now it's like you're competing and comparing yourself with the entire world. And that's just not even healthy, really.
I'm just so glad we grew up when we did. I mean, we weren't being chased all around with cameras. Nobody knew what we did.
Oh my gosh.
The old lady from church would always see you and call home before you got there. You were in trouble with the whole community. And that actually wasn't bad, but it's just a difference. The more you
totally
say,
totally different.
The idea of our younger generation emulating what they see online. And I'm thinking the stuff that goes viral is people acting the fool. I don't know that you really.
And everybody has a platform, and you can come across as if you are knowledgeable about a topic, but you may not have any experience. So you can go and do a nice reel and really copy what you saw. And then if I ask you, what are your services, or how can you serve me, or how can you help me? You have no clue. You did a great job of copying what you saw someone else do. So even with, as we talk about real estate, like that's your industry. My industry is something different, but people are people. I still say real estate agents, you're in the people business, really, before you're in anything else. You're serving people. And I just think sometimes if you don't realize that you have to show up authentically as you are, it's just not going to work. Like, you can only fake it for so long. Yeah.
And then you're miserable, frankly, if you're faking it, your sales are off and you're unhappy. And then you wonder why you're so drained at the end of the day. Whereas if you're working with people that fill you back up, it's generally because they got to know who you were and not who you thought you were supposed to be. And real estate, just as a profession, is eat up with people who think they have to be all things to all people. They hide their ideas, they hide the things that they love, and they just try to be super bland. And then they wonder why they're failing. Well, when you make a mistake, somebody's going to connect with you. When you succeed, somebody's going to connect with you. And then when you tell them where you are with a faith belief or with a business model skill, the more you start to share with people, the more you're connecting to people that are just going to love your expertise. I'm very curious about what you're seeing as you move into the real estate space in specific. We have a lot of imposter syndrome in real estate. What would you say is the first question somebody should ask themselves to know if they need a Natasha in their life or not? What would be the dead giveaway?
Do I know why I am or I am not having some level of success? And the reason I ask this or say this, Lee, I sneak into some of those real estate Facebook groups just so I can learn like what's happening so I can provide better services when I'm doing the training and teaching. And I so often hear many trying to figure out, well, how did you get clients? How did you do this? How did you do that? And I'm like, even if Lee told you her secret sauce, you can't duplicate it because you're not her. So my first question to you is going to be, well, how well do you know yourself? What are your strengths? What do you bring to the table? And I actually did a presentation with a local group. That was one of the interactive things that I asked was, there are so many agents, you know, tens of thousands. What separates you? Why should I select you? And I want to hear about not just what's happening in the market, which I want you to know that, but I need to be able to connect with you as a person and how you show up. And so, like you said, it may be that we have a connection with our faith, or we have a connection with a certain club or whatever. But if you never really show me you, then I don't get to know that. But what I find is a lot of people just don't know that about themselves. They have not located who they are. And so I always say, in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself. So even to grow as an agent, you got to know, where am I having success? Where am I not? What are some of those things that I need to work on? Because there are going to be challenges. Like, I can remember doing that cold calling, going out into Concord, literally, I mean, and everybody's not cut and ready to do this, but I literally was going to door to door. Like, can I talk to your business, to your business owner about bringing these benefits to your employees, right? And so I got probably a gazillion more no's than I did yeses. But if you don't understand how your personality is wired, many will take that personally. They don't have the wherewithal to keep going. And some of us are wired to be, that's a challenge. Tell me no, I'm going to figure out what that no meant. It was really just not now. But if you don't know that about yourself, you're trying to figure out how come this person's over here, a top producer, and I'm not. We're at the same brokerage firm, but they're having success. And it's because you're different from them. And you've got to figure out the ways that it's going to work best for you and how you're wired.
And the beauty of that, and I think a lot of agents lose sight of the fact somebody in the public would prefer you if they knew this about you, but instead they used that other agent because they never knew you were anything remotely different. So they just kind of default to the first name they think of. So you have to get out of your own way. And I think you learn that in the cold calling space. I think, frankly, every young person should have to do a knocking cold calling stint in their life.
I love that idea.
Like, they should all have to wait tables too. I'm just going to lay that out there, because if you've waited tables at least one time in your life, you are the best customer. It's so different when you understand when you have to pivot with the general public. Mm-hmm. With cold calling, you find out you're going to get cussed out by people. And then you realize, okay, they're not cussing me out. They're cussing out the interruption or the frustrations they have about the phone call they just took. And then you learn some resilience. And maybe some of the personality disconnect we see is from a lack of resilience, because again, back to this idea that they have to be somebody else. Well, they're not that person. So they don't know how to bounce back from the idea that they're not that. And suddenly they're in a tailspin on the couch and can't see their way through it. But when you're cold calling, that's activity based. You know this, you knock on enough doors, somebody out there, they might not even buy from you, but they're just so glad to say, oh, there's a nice person. Oh, let's talk for a while, Natasha. Can we be friends? Like, okay, fine, you're the nicest person I've met all day. Let's just hang out for 30 minutes. And then you also find that builds you back up when you can have connection.
Absolutely.
And then you can sell something to the next property. So I love that idea that the activity gave you the space to find what your talents were. And then I got to go back to the comment you made about agents that walk into a seminar or a workshop, but tell me how you got your business. Mm-hmm. Now, I will just add, they can use it as a framework.
Yeah.
I will give away my framework all day long, and what they do with it is up to them, but then they get paralyzed by the framework because they don't know how to fit themselves into it. If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times. We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky high fuel costs at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now, and it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
So what tips would you give to somebody who's starting on this journey? They realize they're kind of unhappy, kind of miserable, need to dial back into finding out some realities about themselves and get comfortable with it. Where do you start on that journey? Is it books? Is it TED Talks?
Yeah, no. So actually when I do the trainings, I do a lot of assessments with just visible cues, like with interactive conversations. I have a whole assessment that I do, but I teach people really how to, first of all, understand by visible cues, even your own interactions, how you respond. So I'll give scenarios. How do you respond in that scenario? And it's going to really give you an idea of who you are and how you're showing up. So for example, they can, of course, read books and all that, but I've read books, I've listened to podcasts, and some of us, we're going to take it and we're going to go with it. But then there are others who really need more direct instruction, quote unquote, or learning opportunities. And so for those individuals, I'm really sharing, let me ask some questions of you. And so, for example, I had the one person who I did the presentation with at that group. And I said, do you prefer to be a listing agent or to support buyers? And she was like, oh, I don't want to do anybody's listing agent. She was terrified. Yes. She said, I will only represent buyers. And it was because she had a fear. And so from that, I was really unable to uncover that part of her personality is that I'm not as comfortable speaking with in front of people. I'm not as comfortable when it's going to be some potential back and forth negotiation. I don't want the confrontation. And so for her, it was, okay, well, let's start with where you're comfortable, leverage your strengths. That's one thing I always really share is that once I help you identify your personality, we all have a basic personality type and primary and secondary. But once you identify that, let's not focus on just how do I quote unquote fix my weaknesses, lean into your strengths. So her strengths was she was a great listener because I gave her a scenario and she heard all of the things that I shared about what was happening with me, with my family, emotionally. And so she was able to then walk me through this is how it would support you as a buyer. So for that person, don't be afraid to start with where your strengths are and then get more comfortable, build that muscle, and then go into what's more going to be more of a challenge. And so for her, I was fine with her saying, I would never be a listing agent. I said, well, don't say never. You're just not comfortable enough yet, but really just having opportunities to, in situations, how do I respond? What's my behavior? And from that, taking those steps to really looking at, well, how can I hack myself? How can I now take what's uncomfortable and now get more comfortable? Because even something as simple as networking, I asked the question about, well, when you go to a networking event, and she was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go to a networking event. And immediately I knew, you know, going beyond introvert, extrovert, I knew that it's not that you can't network. You need to now go to the smaller networking groups where you can have one-on-one conversations. You, myself, we're comfortable being in front of people in the stage or give me the microphone. And that's not hers. So I said, well, what about when you're doing a promotional marketing event? Would you go to a business or a church or organization? She was like, gosh, no. So you, if you're a mentor, if you're a team lead, you can figure out how to now support someone like that. And that's what I am offering to brokerage firms and agents, team leads, is to really help you tap into not just you having success, but helping that person have success. Because you can be a top performer or a team lead. That doesn't mean that you can be a leader to help someone else have a success. That's like me being good at math and I should automatically be a math teacher. Well, not everybody's called to teach because it's a lot more than knowing the subject matter.
And I love what you're able to pull out of people, because the fact that you got her to say out loud that she didn't want to work a listing, that's a skill right there. And she may have been willing to tell you because you're not her broker. Whereas if her broker asked her, she probably would have lied and said, I'll work with anybody anytime because they want to please. And that's what the third party expert coming in can really be the one that gives the insight to the brokerage to know how to help her. Because I find that in real estate, I mean, I can tell you from talking to agents all the time, they say they'll work any lead, but then if you handed them an A-plus buyer or an A-plus seller, which one would you pick? The personality types pick different ones. These little nurturers, love bugs, they want buyers. The bottom line people that are easy, they're boom, 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 they'll take the seller.
Yes.
The sooner they figure that out, well, then you can serve the public better. And that's where your business starts, but you got to start somewhere. And you're obviously gifted at getting that out of people because you've asked enough questions. So if you were going to give one piece of advice to real estate agents who are fresh out of the gate, so this will be for the person who just got their license, they don't know you from Adam's House Cat, they don't know who their broker is, they just landed over there and they're looking for advice, what would you start them with? A brand new person, never sold anything.
If they are brand new, I would really start with their own personal development coaching, honestly, because what I find is we go straight into wanting to be the practitioner and doing the profession and the work, but we haven't done the self-work. So it's great that you've got your new license. So we want to do that kind of assessment of you to figure out even what firm is going to work best for you. Are you going to be best working for one of the big firms and, you know, where they do have a robust training and maybe some of the leads coming through, but do you really need something that's going to be more of a holding of your hand with a smaller firm or one of the boutique firms? But I think it goes back to the personal development. I'm like a personal development junkie. Like I love the podcasts, the books. I'm constantly getting certified in different things. I've been doing this for 16 years. So I would say start with your personal development, because it won't matter if you are getting leads and you don't know how to handle them because you're afraid, or if you're on a team, but the team doesn't work for you. But if you can't communicate to your team lead, this is what I need, or my mentor, because you don't know yourself, then I think that's where you're not going to have the success. So don't just focus on what team am I going to join? What brokerage firm am I going to join? But what personal development also do I need based on who I am? And I'll share this because one of the things I remember, and then she was an experienced agent, but I felt like she still needed some personal development with regards to having.
We all do. Let's just say everybody always.
Yeah, everybody does. I think I focus so much on the newer agents and team leads, but she was an experienced agent, but I realized she had a low EQ, a low emotional intelligence, because she lacked the social awareness. Because I share with her, I said, ma'am, I'm not a new buyer. So I'm coming to you also, Leah. You know, I'm a buyer. I'm like, you're probably ideal client. I'm on house number five. I'm literally in contract now, buying a home, selling our land. So when we sold our home in Virginia in 2022, yes, the market was hot. We knew we were going to get premium for where we lived and all that. And I was in a hurry to get this done because I was starting a new job. And I said, ma'am, you don't have to give me the full spill. This is our fourth house we're selling. Just tell me how you're going to list my house to get it sold. Lee, she came to my house and she sat down with her laptop and she pulled out this long PowerPoint presentation, and I was like, you're not listening. But she was so focused on, this was her personality. She was very much the, I got to do it this way. And I said, I told her up front, because she was referred to me by a friend. Referrals do work. And I just can't use her. I know she's qualified and I know she's competent, but she's not going to work for me because she's going to take up too much of my time trying to make me fit into her square. And then I ended up using another agent who, he was very much like, you know, tell me what you need. Like he was, yeah, off the cuff, which at that time, that's all I needed. I just want to know, can you sell this house? I could probably list it myself because I already know we're going to get multiple offers. And we did. It wasn't like it was a hard sell, but she came in without the self-awareness and reading the room of, yes, this is what you might need if you were a buyer, but I shared with you, I don't need you to do a full presentation. I was already planning to use her. She was referred to me by a friend, but I said, she's going to take too much of my time. I'm starting a new job. I don't have the energy for that. So again, the self-awareness, anything that's going to allow you to really know yourself, grow yourself so that you're not just showing up based on who you are, but also that you learn those skills to be socially aware and have those interpersonal skills, communication skills. There is so much more than just taking your real estate test to get your license. Like, you're in a people business. You got to understand people. So in addition to that, if you're a new agent, listen to the podcast. Of course, you know, talk to me if you want, but you need to develop that skill set of understanding who you are, how you show up, and then those people skills and those communication skills that's going to help you not run your buyer away.
Well, if whoever that agent is happens to be watching this episode, you should just know that this is an opportunity to grow and get better, because I don't know if that person is following this podcast, might be, but what a hard learning lesson. But we also know the hard learning lessons should make us so much more excellent because we take them to heart more seriously. And guys, if you have a presentation and it's great, that's wonderful. But when the consumer says, I only want X and Y, then you could open it up and say, would you like me to show you? And then if they say no, you can say, skip, 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 skip. Let's get right over here. Boom, boom, boom. A little bit of agency given back to the client is one of the best ways to personalize it, because that's also understanding how the other person is wired. And that'll be your skill if you're going to survive in real estate long term. After you know yourself, then you start to mirror with your clients, and then you'll become wildly successful, because we all want to be seen and understood. And we all want to grow in our personal development. So, Natasha, if somebody wants to reach out to you and find out more about the services that you provide, the coaching, all of those pieces, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Ascension Solutions. I also have a website, ascensionsolutions.online. And I am going to plug this. I'm having an event here in Concord on February 28th for agents to just kind of share more about like what I just shared with you at 12:30. I'm going to be advertising that, but they can find me at Ascension Solutions, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well. So happy to serve any of the new agents, especially the small and mid-sized brokerage firms where they don't have the robust training departments. That's really who my focus and target is, to really come help you support your agents.
Very good. Well, all of that will be in the contact notes for this episode. And by the way, guys, we'll make sure that this episode gives you enough time to get signed up for February 28th. But do yourself a little bit of service and go do a little bit of digging before the spring market hits so that you can serve your community even better through real estate. Natasha, welcome back to Concord and thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me, Leah. Enjoy it. Thank you.
All right, guys, say something nice about Natasha in the comments. Make sure you hit the bell and subscribe for more. And we'll see you next time on Crazy Shit in Real Estate.
As always, I am so super thrilled that you joined in for more Crazy Shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out, I'm there. And if you have some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.